This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy's paranoia and fear about commercial nuclear power makes him terribly ineffective when it comes to trying to ensure effective nuclear regulation. We'll face off after this. Ted, the simple reality is that nearly 20% of this country's energy is now derived from nuclear power plants. You always head for the spotlight on this one, Ted. You're going to bleach out your suits. Meanwhile, I've been working with a bipartisan Senate group to try to reform the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. We have proposed replacing the outdated, unworkable commission structure with an agency headed by one individual, a single administrator, someone responsible and accountable to Congress and the American public for regulation of nuclear power. The current system has proved to be indecisive, inefficient, and ineffective. It has nothing to do with the current commissioners. It's just the system. Nuclear safety issues deserve swift and decisive action. Why not join me in pushing for some change that just might make that happen?
Al, you swung at that issue, but you missed it by a mile. The last thing we need is the creation of a nuclear power czar. It's a bad idea with no real support from the nuclear power industry because they're afraid a future president will appoint an anti-nuclear chairman. And it doesn't get much support from environmentalists because they're worried the chairman will be a nuclear power zealot. The real problem today, Al, is with the commissioners themselves, not the structure of the commission. President Reagan stacked the deck. He appointed cheerleaders for nuclear power who think the only good regulation is no regulation, even on life and death issues of health and safety. We need a multi-member commission, Al, so that all viewpoints are represented. Other agencies like the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, and the Securities and Exchange Commission work best that way, Al, and so should the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on sanctions against South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.